Chapter 36. Gigant's blue Citroën van with its red and white flashes on the hood and blue light on the roof rocked in the strength of the unrestrained wind that lashed the south coast. It was the only vehicle in the gravel parking area at the foot of the hill as Enzo drove down, peering through his rain-streaked windscreen to see the breakers smashing over the rocky outcrops at the point. The rendezvous at the Point des Chats had been the gendarme's idea. Since acquiring the autopsy report and the shell casing, he had been paranoid about being seen with Enzo, hence his choice of meeting place. No one was likely to stumble upon them by accident on a stormy November afternoon by the unmanned lighthouse on this exposed southwest point of the island. White spume rose high into the air, whipped away on the edge of a wind approaching gale force, obscuring for a moment the orange cowling of the lighthouse that poked up above bowed trees. Enzo drew his jeep in beside the police van and transferred quickly through the rain from one vehicle to the other. Even in the time it took him to cover the few feet between them, he got soaked, and he sat breathing hard in the passenger seat, rain streaming down his face. He turned to see the gendarme watching him carefully. He wore his dark, blue, peaked kepi and a waterproof jacket with a single white horizontal stripe over his gendarme-issue blue pullover and pants. There was a large white envelope laid across his knees. The windows of the Citroën were already steamed up to opacity. He said, "Your friend in England responded very quickly." Enzo glanced at the envelope. "What did he find?" Gigant shook his head in pensive admiration. "You're an amazing man, Monsieur MacLeod." He passed the envelope to Enzo, and as the big Scotsman opened it up to remove several printed sheets, added, "He emailed me a PDF of his findings." Enzo scrutinized the printouts of the PDF. Photographic images of digital fingerprints, brief comparison text, and a short note for Enzo. "As you can see, he did indeed find a print on the shell casing. And, as you suspected, there were several sets of prints on the wine glass you asked me to send him. But one of them was a perfect match." Enzo nodded. The very final piece of this long-lost puzzle finally snapped into place, but it gave him no satisfaction. His heart weighed like lead in his chest. Gigant could not contain his curiosity any longer. "Whose are they?" But before Enzo could respond, a burst of white noise issued from the gendarme's police radio. The voice of the duty officer back at Port Tudy crackled across the airwaves. "We've got a suspicious death, adjutant. Out at Kielo. Dubois and Bonnet are already on their way, and Dr. Selva has been notified."
"Who's dead?"
"Old Dr. Gasmer. The postman found him earlier this afternoon. Looks like suicide."
"Damn. I'm on my way."
Gigant turned sad eyes toward Enzo.
"I have to go, and we'll need to continue this another time. Would you mind if I came with you, Adjutant Gigant?"
Enzo's voice was hushed and barely audible above the roar of the wind and the sea outside. He had a sick feeling in his stomach. The gendarme frowned.
"Why?" "Because I think there is a good chance that Jacques Gassman's death is related to the murder of Adam Killian."